Blog Talk Radio.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He make it.
God bless you this evening. This is Bible class night. We are on the second night of our Wake Up Revival. I got Mary reading the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As we go into this day of service to you, I have a couple of scriptures for you to read and to wake you up. The floods down in Florida, the hurricanes. Over in India, the floods. Over in Africa, the famine, people are starving. And over in some part of Ukraine, they're fighting. So the world is all messed up because men have turned his back away from God. Because he is turning his back away from God, things are happening in the universe. Okay. So things are happening in the universe because man has turned himself away from God and failed to repent. Tonight, I want to share with you a couple of scriptures tonight. I want to share with you tonight, and I told you last night, set your water on your kitchen table. I didn't say glass. I said set your water up on your kitchen table. I have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. It's the second night of the revival. And the revival means to revive you, to bring you back to the reality of God. It's important for you to be revived and know for the reality of God. And once you understand that, you know that's going to be a breakthrough. I want Mary to read Psalms 23, the 23rd number of Psalms, and when she prays on her. Would you raise her hand up? I know she's ready to read that. But I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight, or you might go into the next level of your life and what's going on. Mary, are you ready to read the 23rd long song?
Yeah.
Okay, you can read it now. As you read that, you turn your Bible to the 23rd number song and read it along with her. Go on and read it.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read
Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for that reading of the 23rd number Psalm. This is our miracle revival tonight. I want you to, one of the things I want you to do to get ready, that's the 23rd number Psalm I want you to read tonight. Some of you I know by heart. I didn't ask you, did you know, but I asked you to read it. As we get ready to talk about what's going on in the world. Here's a happy birthday to little brother Burns. It's his birthday. I heard Tracy, I was looking for you to call if she got busy to talk to me earlier. I talked to a lady from California. Tell me her house got burnt all the way to the ground. But you still got the ground. You got the ground, you can always build. Materialistic stuff can go away. Only what you do for Christ will last. You can get ready for that. As you call somebody, give them this number. That's 515-605-9890. Tell them to listen. And tonight is Bible class night. So we're going to deal with the biblical part of the Bible. You get some tea, get some coffee, sit down, relax. Let the word illuminate you. Let the word of God touch you in a special way. If somebody said, well, Bishop, one lady said she wants to send a donation, she wants to plant a seed. This is how you do. You go to my website, thestevenabrahamgiversite.com. Go down to the homepage. You can hit PayPal, bam, and we get it. If you want to do that, go to my post office box. That's post office box 28. 9097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. You want to do that. But you say, well, Bishop, I want to do something instant. I want to do something fast. Go to Cash Out and hit the money sign and hit Bishop, TTT, and bam, I got it right away. I want to thank Brother Carl. He called me and I gave him that Cash Out. Carl, if you're listening, is money sign Bishop, TTT. In Cash Out, and go right to Able to Aston, some people how to do that. That's how you do that. But I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing for you in the Word. I want to thank you, Sister Mary Hawker, for reading the 23rd number of Psalms. Last night you read the 27th number of Psalms. And I want to give you tonight, got your pencil and paper, Betty, Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And through 12. And I want you to read that because there's a miracle was bought by the hand of Paul. But I want you to get ready for this week to be a week of breakthrough and healing to you. We'll be through very quickly. Jabez had a prayer. He called on the God of Israel to increase his territory. And I'm feeling Jabez's prayer, your prayer. God will increase your territory for finance. God will increase you to be a better man, a better woman. I'm praying for those that caught in the flood those that house burnt down, and we're getting there. I told you that it's coming back to factory last night, and it's going to come back. But I'm asking for 2022, 2023, 2024, that political prisoners that are in jail will be free. The Dr. King movement, also with SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, and Dr. Martin Luther King movement, is working to try to free some of the brothers that have been in jail for years, that have been there in jail, and they ain't really did nothing. That at this time, the system caught them out. And I want to pray for Brother Larry and Brother Jeff. And I've been crying to, with prayer, let them get out where they can try to stop the killing and save the babies. There's so much going on. And I want you to be very particular. God will bless you. Tonight is the night we see the word of God and God's word. And God, when you study the Bible, you study about Noah, about Samson. You go from Genesis to Revelation, from Revelation to Genesis. It's all about men and women that obeyed God, and some disobeyed God, and they got caught up. I want to thank Mother Betty for reading the first song that she read, Mother Peyton in Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Mother Peyton, for that reading, her and Brother Peyton. And I want to say that to you. Get ready for a financial breakthrough this to next month. And St. Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. Let me say that again. St. Luke 8 chapter, verse 22 through 25. I want that to be a blessing to you. Those in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, wherever you might be, I want God to open up your mind. All is well. I want to tell you, Brother Janice, same with work for you, Brother Clive. I am praying for you. Psalms 59, Psalms 93. As I give you the Psalms, I'm going to get ready to bring you the word of God. Before I bring you the word of God, I want you to lift his name up, and I want you, whatever I want you to do, get ready. This is every night. I got something different for you to do. I want you to get ready for it to work for you. I want you to, as the Spirit pour it out on me, I want to pour it out on you. As the Spirit give it to me, I want to give it to you, or you might be able to give it to somebody else and be a blessing, okay? And once this blessing works for you, it'll work for somebody else. It's important tonight for you to let God come into your life and let God bring you to the next level that you need to be, to that another level. Things happen for you, and things happen that God will bless you. Get ready for a miracle healing, a miracle deliverance, and get ready for God to do anything. There's no failure in God. There's failure in man, but there's no failure in God. So you get ready for God to carry you to that level that you need to be, you need to go to. Get ready for God to bring you to that level where healing will take place. Some of you need to know that God will do anything. There's no failure in God. There's failure in man. And when man fails, he loses out. So tonight, don't forget, if you got a need to plant a seed, I believe that if you got a need to plant a seed, and your harvest will come. And what that means, the breakthrough in your life will come quick, fast, and in a hurry. You ain't got to rush God. God gonna do what he wants to anyway. And when God do what he wanna do, he's gonna do it quick, fast. And somebody will say, in a hurry. And when he do it in a hurry, it's going to be just for you, nobody else. So when God gets ready to bring you to the next level, don't let nobody tell you that God can't do it, because he's going to do it quick, fast. He's going to do it quick, fast. And what he going to do? He's going to do it in a hurry. So you get ready for God to do it for you in a hurry. I'm going to share the song with you. Then after that, we're going to worry. For you, I'm praying for you, Sister Mary Hawkins, praying for you, Pearl, praying for you, Sister William. I'm also praying for you, Annette, down in Mississippi. I want to pray much for you, Sister Lois Hamilton. I am praying for you tonight. And I'm praying for you that door opens for you. Jerry, I want you to follow me tonight with the word. And I want to thank God that that people are able to make a change. P.J. Jakes gave his church to his daughter. Somebody said that it's time for women to step up to the plate. It's time for them that's been there to give it to somebody else and carry it to the next level. Stop the killing and save the babies. Now, you get ready for a master move. I want you this week, when you go to pizza, go to the market down south, get you some bananas, some apples, oranges, and get one coconut. I want you to set it on your kitchen table. I wanted to steak after this revival. Go get fruit. Get fruit. And you get that fruit and you set it on your table for a blessing that's going to work for you. What I'm saying, apples, oranges, pears, bananas, and pineapple, and coconut. And set it. Yeah, that's what you got to go get. I'm going to tell you what to do with some of it, and it's going to work. Several pictures I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Jean, that things will work for you. Jeanette, I'm praying for you tonight. And I want to tell you, Brother Sam Harris, God bless you. Milton, God bless you and your family. I want you to get ready tonight for God, for the word of God to reach down in your belly where God can touch you in a special way. I want to pray especially that this word that will go out and touch you quick, fast, and early. You say, well, Bishop, I need a breakthrough. Sometimes you have to see for what you need. See for your healing. See for your deliverance. And as you see, oh, hallelujah, God will give you a harvest. He'll give you an overflow harvest. He did it for Daniel. He did it for the Hebrew boy, Meshach. He did it for them. When they went to pray, when Abednego, and they began to pray, God opened up a door and walked in the acquisition. Daniel in the lion's den. When he prayed, the angels came. Moses prayed in the water party. So God, and when David prayed, he killed Goliath. When he picked the stones up. If God in it, it's going to work. I want to look at God in it. It's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's going to work for you. And when it works for you, you let God do it for you. And he's going to do it real good and fast. And he's going to do it for you. See, when God opens that door for you, there's a door open up for you. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough. Don't forget, on your kitchen table, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing hoped for, everything not seen. You don't see it, but it works. You don't know it, but God do it. What I'm asking you tonight, invoke the spirit of the ancestors and be able to angel. And for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you tonight to turn your Bibles to the 23rd number. Time. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. The reason I want to deal with that, this was David, a man after God's own heart, Jesse's baby boy, and they were looking for a king. They couldn't find nobody because David was out taking care of the sheep. David was keeping the bears and the lambs from eating the sheep up. So was a man after God's own heart. If you notice, the 23rd says, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. David is letting you know that I trust totally in the God. And you have to trust totally in God. Have you ever read the 23rd night says, the Lord is my shepherd? I said, what are you saying? I'm trusting in God for my breakthrough. I'm trusting in God for my healing. I'm trusting in God for all that I need. I'm trusting God for body, mind, soul, and spirit. So you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's personal. And you can tell somebody, you got a testimony to tell people what happened with your family, what happened to your sister, your brother, your dad, your mother, that God was right there. And I just believe tonight the ancestors will come and lift you up. And I just want you to have faith. I want you to have faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the something hope for. Now, in Matthew 6, that says seek first. That means you got to have faith in God first. So when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I said, my mom, David had total faith in God. And you got to have tonight, this evening, wherever it is, total faith in God, that God will heal you, God will deliver you, and God will give you just what you want. He'll give it to you. But you got to have faith to know that God's going to give you what you want, when you want it. So David went back and said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. What he saying? He said, a rod and staff accompany me, and I'm going all the way through. And when you go through, that's going to be a breakthrough every time. Let me ring that bell. Well, that bell, I want to ring that bell for the answer. That's going to be a breakthrough east, west, north, and south. And when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, he's putting everything in God's hands. And that's what you have to do. Put everything in God's hands tonight for God to bless you. You might have got bad news from the doctor, but I want to give you good news that God will heal and deliver you, and he'll bring you out. I'm praying for those on dope, drugs, alcohol, those that are so confused with the word of God. And the reason you're confused is because you let others tear you away from God. God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors is the same God that bring the floods and the storm, the same God you can speak to, and the God here will already. The lady asked me, what happened, Bishop, with so much going on? Man disobeyed God. That means David says, I'm going to let you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay with God. When you understand that, more people died with that on their lips. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, back down south, my grandmother used to have the 23rd number song, and she used to have that song where she had it up on the wall. And when she had to go downtown to take care of business, she wrote that 23rd number and put it in her bosom, and whatever she wanted, she got it. So something is powerful. 23rd number, something, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Something power about that scripture, and something open up the door about that scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. So tonight, I want you to reread it, or God can bless you where a door. Somebody tonight has called me and said, pray, for their mother was sick in the hospital. and they were looking for the crossover. I said, she ain't going over nowhere yet. We prayed for them. And I want to tell you, Exodus, when you read Exodus 23 and 20, the angels come, Raphael, Gabriel, and Sinclair is the angels that travel back and forth. Michael is the angel. Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. So when you understand, when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," he already know that God has brought him up out of life. And you can step to the next level of healing, success, and economic development. Revelation 22 and 1, Proverbs 4 and 22. As you begin to read that, God will begin to pour out a blessing for you, and God will open up a door for you. That it seems like that you can't make it tonight, but I want to tell you, the word of God is real. If you just can read the 23rd number of Psalms all this week, and ask God for what you want, it's coming quickly. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's personal. And I shall not want. With all I've been through, I want to tell you that God will protect you. You know what a shepherd do? A shepherd watch over the sheep. So when David was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd," he was talking about what he knows. And he was talking about what was going on with him and what was happening with him, and what door was opened up. But that's what David was saying. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And some of you need to take that up and stop depending on man, depend on God. You know, you can help if you let go. And let God, I just got, they was telling, but all of the grammar kids got to have, they taking those pills that will kill you. And the professor said he got to bring in the Narcan in order to make sure the kids don't get on drugs. So the David of the Lord is my shepherd, that I should not want. You know, I walk through the valley, shadow of death, I fear no evil. So you got to know that God is walking with you. You got to know that God is going to give you a breakthrough. And that breakthrough God going to give you, can't no man take what God finna give you. No man can have what God finna open up to you. The word that God opened up to you, can't nobody have that. God gave it to you, and God wants you to have it. If God wants you to have it, God, what do you want? God wants you to have it quick, fast, and in a hurry. If God wants you to have it quick, you want every door to open up. And God wants you to do something. God is not playing. God is asking for you to walk with him. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I said, I won't." David made a personal testimony. We let you know. I'm praying tonight for you. I'm going to give a word of prayer tonight and let the wisdom of the Lamb of God guide you. Somebody needs to know that whatever you're going through tonight, thank God for love. Thank God for peace. And thank God for watching over us. Somebody, I want you to thank God for how he has walked with us. Now God has talked through us. See, Father God, you come tonight. We know that you are able to heal. You're able to deliver. Somebody is sick. Somebody needs a breakthrough tonight. God, we're asking you to come in and touch us in a special way. We ask you to come in, and we invite you into our home. We invite you into our life. Forgive us of our sin now. Give us the power of the Holy Ghost. We know you can do it in the midst of storms and floods, in the midst of men doing evil things. But we know that you're able to do something special. And we're asking you to open up the door that's been closed. And we're asking you to give us a way out. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. We know you got it all in your hands this evening. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I decree tonight your breakthrough, your healing. I pray with you tonight that God will give you just what you need. I'm praying for cataracts, tumors, high blood, low blood. I'm praying tonight that you can be healed from that cancer, from that cataract, that tumor. The lady told me that her husband died of liver cancer. But I want to pray. God touch right now. The young man said he lost his mother. And the next week he lost his father. But God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy, divine God, I ask you to come in. I'm asking you to touch in a special way. Somebody needs to know that you can stop the alcohol, the drugs. You need to know tonight that it's all in God's hand. It's not in the bishop's hand, not in the pastor's hand, not in the husband or wife, man. It's all in God's hand. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You have not because you ask not. You ask God for what you want. And he's going to take care of you quick, fast. And somebody ought to say, God will do it in a hurry. See, if you ask God, he'll do it quick, fast. And when God do it in a hurry, can nobody stop God. God's going to do it. And whatever you God's going to do it. Wherever you're going, God's going to do it. And when God do it, he's going to do it. It's already done. You can't wait on God. God gonna do it right now. When God gonna do it? He's gonna do it just fast and in a hurry. And I wanna say this is what I wanna get down in Florida. You know, somebody asked me what's going on in Florida. Two people asked me, Bishop, what's going on in Florida? And I wanna say this before I even play the song. You know, I was telling the lady the history of Florida. She said, what is the history? I said, Florida killed a lot of Native American people, took that land from Arizona. Kept it. So Florida got a lot of history. God got to clean up. You can't clean it up. So that's what happened. Thank you. This is a person putting a song to you tonight. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, down in Florida, going through the hurricane, up in California with the fire, the storm is passing over. But David said, the Lord, glory, hallelujah. For you, you, and you. When the storm is passing over, whatever's been in your life, God has straightened it out. Now, I want to say this to people that they worry. I'm not worried. God is in control. And if the storm and flood, God's going to still keep you if you keep God. But the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is trying. Man got to come back. Didn't I tell you there's going to be some more shooting in school? Up in Philadelphia, they shot a football player, kill one. The storm of truth must come out. And I was telling you, Exodus 14:14, step back and let God do it. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is say, the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus. The older people understood one thing. They couldn't read it right. But they understood the Lord would guide me and God would keep me. I want to tell you tonight, it ain't your fight. It's God's fight. Stop trying to fight the devil and you let go and let God. And walk in the anointing of God. Give it to God, man, and leave it alone. Woman, give it to God. You can't fight this battle. Only God can move the evil in the land. I'm praying for you, Sister Bright Star. I'm praying for you, Brother Richard. Call me. I want to tell you every letter, every telephone call, the blessing coming from God. Don't forget. Get your fruit. Apples, oranges, bananas, coconut, and also pineapple. Put it on your altar. Put it on your kitchen table. Let it stay all the week. Friday, I tell you how to work with it. And it's going to be a blessing for you east, west, north, and south. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. St. Matthew 13:8. I want you to get there, God, to enhance your mind. A lot of people, they lose their mind. A lot of people that under the demonic curse. You can't get under the demonic curse when you study calling on God. If you study living a life with God, the devil don't want to have no part of you. Satan don't want to have no part of you. The world leaves you alone because you have. See, that means David to say, the Lord is my shepherd. David didn't pick on the mother God. David took the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of his ancestors. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the seventh thing hoped for. See, Genesis 17:5, God changed Abram to Abraham and made him a father of many nations. The Lord is my shepherd, that I should not. Well, I don't know about you, but you should be saying, the Lord is my shepherd. This going out for you, Minnie. This going out for you, Sarah. And this going out for you, Ann. And I just want to put this in your sound now. And yes, we're still in mother love. I want to put it in your spirit. And some of you don't give up, but I don't want you to give up because God is about to bless you and give you the door. God is about to heal. Somebody has problems with their chest. Somebody has problems with their wrist being healed. Somebody in their back is being healed.
Yeah. I shall not walk. Yeah. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me
yeah.
to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restores my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Yeah.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
A very personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness.
Yeah.
Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
with courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel.
Well,
here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath.
Yeah.
Outside in the town of Succoth at the valley of Elah.
Yeah.
With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well,
and this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head, Saul's own sword in his hand, Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his strength and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul hath killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south, and another company closing in from the north, and another one from the east, and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David.
Yes. Yes.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yes.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yes.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yes.
And web up that cave.
Yes.
And when the soldier got there,
yes,
God is my shepherd. I feasted to my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green pasture. It's a green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful.
Yeah.
No, this thing is nothing piteous.
No.
I'm a child of the King.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And my Father says, the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are mine.
Yeah.
And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
Listen, pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still waters. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why, I would leave very often without sufficient drink.
Yes.
Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream.
Yes.
And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool.
Well.
And the one in the pool was called still water.
Yes.
Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid.
Yeah.
I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him.
Yeah.
Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink.
Yeah.
But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction.
Yes.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yes,
yes he does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. Yes. And not only that, he restores my soul.
Yes.
Soul is pretty hard to define.
Yes.
Nobody can really say what soul is.
Boy.
I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God.
Yeah.
And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize.
Yeah.
One's ability to be considerate.
Boy,
One's ability to be considerate and compassionate.
Well,
One's ability to be unselfish.
Yeah.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul.
Yes.
And David seemed to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God.
Yeah.
And he created in him a clean heart and renewed a right spirit within him and then restored his soul.
Yeah.
I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that at this same passage, the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Well,
you know, my brothers and my sisters, Don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me?
Well,
you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yes.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yes.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd,
well,
and
yes,
I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still water.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Boy.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord. He lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. He's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life,
boy,
I like to feel that the Lord is leading me.
Boy.
On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go,
yes,
I like to feel that he's leading me.
Yes.
Leading me,
yes,
around the bend.
Yes.
Leading me,
yes,
around the pitfall.
Yes.
Leading me.
Yes.
And I hear David said, not only that, yea, though I walk through the valley,
yeah,
of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
You know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
his Lord and his Spirit,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't have to worry,
no,
and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you've got to go through, you ought to hurry.
Yeah.
And go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no,
yes,
I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even anybody hurry.
Yeah. No, no.
His rod and his staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Every time, yeah, that I get afraid,
yeah,
I feel him near me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And when enemies have predicted that I'm through,
yeah,
when enemies have said that he's finished,
yeah,
oh Lord,
well,
he doesn't have anything to see me eating,
yeah,
and see bread on my table.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love,
yeah,
on my table.
Yeah.
He put the menu of peace on my table.
Yeah.
He put on the menu inner contentment,
yeah,
and satisfaction.
Yeah.
And eating it all around me.
Yeah.
And unless I get a prayer,
yeah,
he pours oil on my head.
Yeah.
One day at a time. The Lord is. The Lord is.
Yeah.
The Lord is. The Lord is.
Yeah.
He's mine tonight.
Yeah.
If he's yours,
yeah,
I don't know how you feel about it,
yeah,
but the Lord, yeah, is my shepherd,
yeah,
and I shall not want.
Yeah.
The Lord,
yeah,
take me to green pastures.
Yeah.
The Lord,
yeah,
take me to valley green. The Lord,
yeah,
the Lord,
yeah,
take me down, yeah, by the still water.
Yeah.
Yeah. to stay in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you.